The rice and the rabbanan. So of course, the mitzvah at the beginning of the parsha is hachnasas orchim. The Gemara in Shabbos, gedola hachnasas orchim yoser mekabalas pnei shechina. Not because they're really in competition, but because, as we understand so well, Avram Avinu perceived that there wasn't a competition. That was his unique contribution to the Masorah, that Avram wasn't just makir as boro v'korei b'shem Hashem to be lahakiro al yedei ha Beruim, but also he recognized Tzelem Elokim. It was the combination that made Avram so outstanding. So he understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that case would want him, quote unquote, to be mafsik, specifically because it's no hefsik to deal with Tzelem Elokim. It was really an expression of his Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. So the Rambam deals with the mitzvah of Hachnas Ezerchim in, of all places, Hilchos Avil Yodalad Aleph. And let's put on the record that the Baal Halachos Gedolos cited by Rabbi Yonah Masach the Brachos is of the view that Hachnas Hazarchim in Bikur Cholim, based on two Gemaras, Bava Metzia, as well as Bava Kama, felt that it was a Din D'Oraisa. So the Rambam, by contrast, did not. And here we can again use this as a Nekudat Pticha to explore a critical part of Mishnato Shel Rabbi Moshe Ben Maimon. Mitzvah Sase Shel Divrayim, it's a Din D'Rabban, and the Vakir Cholim, and Achim Avelim. Now you can see why it's in Hilchos Avil. The Rambam Shitan, in its own right, especially contra the Ramban, who thought that it was a haflaga. But be that as it may, the Rambam very, very clearly is saying, Achiyav de Rabbanan, Achiyam de Araisa. The truth of the matter is, we have the same model in the Rambam, precisely in the opposite direction in Hilchos Mamrim, where you could again violate, so to speak, a de Rabbanan, and the Mechayev would still be the Araisa. Echad varim shalimdo otan mipi Hashmua, this is the Sanhedrin. Teresh abal pechad varim shalimdo otan mipi Datan, beachas min amidah, shater nidreshes behen, venira b'neim shadin b'dabar zekachu. Remember, we learned Hilchos Mamrim, the whole thing, Baruch Hashem, last year. We focused heavenly. Echad varim shasu otan siag, utara lufi mashat tzricha. Three different forms of rabbinic jurisprudence. Again, things that are ish mipi ish, right? Halach l'moshe. Misinai, or whether it's something that was extracted midos haTorah nidrashas behen, or something which is clearly just a rabbinic institution, a siyag haTorah, right, a geder, mishmeres lemishmarti, hema gzeros hatakanos haminhagos. I'm obviously focused on this last and third and last category. B'chol echad v'echad mishlosh dvarim elu mitzvos aseh lishmo alehem ve'over al kol achas mehen over belos aseh. Right, that they could either do this to strengthen particular elements of halacha, or because they see it as generally beneficial. So certainly on that list, at least in the first category, when it comes to lechazek hadas letaken haolam gzeros takados minhagos, what the difference is between those three? You have to see the Rambam in the Hakdama, the Perush Mishnayos, to figure out what's a takana, what's a gzera, what's a minhag. That's a topic for a different time. But those are clearly rabbinic institutions, in that the mechayev, according to the Rambam, is a mechayev mida araisa, both a mitzvah sasei al pi haTorah asher yarucha, as well as the lo sasei of lo sasur min hadavar asher yagidu lecha yamin u'smol. So everybody see how that's parallel to the Rambam's understanding of Hachnasas Orchim, where again the chiyav is the derabbanan, but the kiyam is the araisa. So the Rambam felt that there was this dynamic interplay, very important dynamic interplay between the derabbanan and the araisa. We often think about these things as, you know, very black and white, and never the twain shall meet, parallel but not intersecting. But it's really much more nuanced than that. For the Rambam, you have to understand, especially when you're evaluating questions of Safik, this is the Ramban's critique of the Rambam in this case, whether the Araisas are implicated. So again, there's a lot more to say about this. This is just really, again, a Mare Makom Hulecha, but to be aware of this issue. I want to reiterate that at the beginning when I said that there are Rishonim and Gonim who feel that Hachnas Asarchim, Bikur Cholim, that these are pure Dinim Da Araisa, based on the pasuk Esaderach Yelchuva VeSamasa Asher Tasir. Now I want to connect these two Rambams, which are natural with one another, to Rambam that perhaps you would not have thought of in this connection, but I think it's very deeply related to Rambam Hilchos Brachos. We know there's a machlokas in the Gemara in Masech the Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel. Why we say Asher Kiddushanu VeMitzvosav VeTzivanu in the context of Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah? Is it based on the pasuk of Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yerucha V'Al Mishpat Asher Yom L'Chatas Lo Sas? Or is it based on Shalavicha V'Agedcha? The Rambam opted for the former. The Ramban, interestingly, opted for the latter. But it's not just the Rambam opted for the former, but if we pay very careful attention to his Lashon, you'll hear echoes, speaking a little bit out of order here, right? Because Elchos Brachos is in Sefer Ava, and Avil is in Sefer Shoftim, and Mamrim is in Sefer Shoftim. Now let's just conclude with the words of the Rambam here. I think you'll understand the echoes about the interconnectedness, Hanan, of the Araisa and the Rabbanan, and how closely the Rambam felt these institutions were linked. Divrayim again means purely rabbinic and mikra megina, halakalakas ner Shabbos, halakas ner Chanukah. Main mitzvah shein and chova kigon erev nitilas adaim. You don't have to eat bread. Mevarich halakol kodem laasiyas and asher kitchanet savet sivanu laasos. Heichan sivanu. That's the Gemara's question. Where exactly did God command this? The mitzvah derabanan. So b'torah shekasuva asher yomru lecha asasa. Again, he quotes a different part of the pasuk than that which is cited in the Gemara. A lot of attention to that detail. Asher yomru lecha asasa. It's a mitzvah saseh as opposed to focused on the lo sasa. But listen to this language, the Rambam. Nimsa inyan hadavarim v'aseyan kachu asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav shetziva bahen. This is what I like to call the chasurei mechsera v'hachi ketani. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav shetziva bahen lishma me'elu shetzivu likros esamigela lahadik nirchanika v'chein sharkla mitzvah shemidivei sofrim. Aliba the Rambam, the Torah contemplated in that pasuk al pi haTorah asher yarucha. The Torah contemplated rabbinic authority expressly, and the Torah said, "You must listen." Lo sasur al pi haTorah asher yarucha. So heichan sivanu? That is the tzivui, okay? Because the Torah itself directed us to listen to the chachamim, which is why the Rambam thinks that any deliberate violation of a din derabanan is eo ipso a violation of lo sasur. So the Rambam uniquely integrated the Orais and the Rabbanan. And again, this is just so important, especially today, you know, where, again, this is not a time for polemics, but 10 seconds, where people think, it's with the Rabbanan. How serious could it be? Well, it could be quite serious indeed. But you have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.